All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 336. I'm your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we are joined by a man who is currently wearing a bikini top, a bikini thong, and ripped stockings. Yes! And there's an elephant in his house also, apparently.
Yeah.
Wombat.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, can we take that away from him now?
I put it away. It's gone.
That was your app again.
My silly noise-making app. But it's gone. Yeah.
Throw the phone, actually. Can you throw it out the door into the other room?
I would, but there's no door between and the next room.
And also, Shipwreck, who was wise to tell Wama to put that thing away.
I've got so many doors.
And many doors. A man of many doors. Shipwreck.
I'm getting new windows in my house. What do you think about that?
I think you have a pregnant wife who is saying, house is not good enough for our baby. You better buy all new shit immediately. Am I anywhere close to that?
I'm getting new windows.
What kind of windows? Like, does the double pane?
Double pane, double hung.
Bubble gum?
Everything.
You got those bubble gum windows?
Yep.
Bubble gum coat, bubble gum cush? Yeah, those are good. Those block out the sounds. I have those too.
They do block out the sounds and the heats and the colds.
Yep.
All that noise from the suburbs. Ooh.
Gets pretty noisy out here.
A pigeon took a shit on my double pane glass in my living room. And it's really weird because it looks like you can touch it, but it's actually like a couple inches away from you. So it's fun to play touch the bird shit. It's a great game.
What?
You understand what I'm saying? Like a bird took a shit on the outside of the window.
I know. Oh no!
Right,
we all
Shipwreck said what?
I understand it. I didn't know this was a game.
Is
this
you played once, basically.
This is a Japanese game. It sounds like
that and parcheesi are the biggest things in Japan right now.
No, but anything that involves shit, I think Shipwreck is saying, it must be a Japanese game, which is not probably too far off. Anyway, so Shipwreck got new windows. Yes. That's exciting. But I see you also. You went to Comic-Con, but not like the good Comic-Con, right?
The best Comic-Con. Everybody knows
not the good one, the best one.
That's the funny thing was, like, so this is the first year for Cincinnati Comic-Con. And like on their website, like on the panels page, it has a picture of Robert Downey Jr. and Don Cheadle. They weren't there.
No.
They did not. They must have canceled at the last minute. I'm not sure. But
it said scheduled to appear, and then in small print, may not be scheduled to appear.
Maybe just the poster.
May not have returned our phone call.
They were talking just about the poster, I think, was scheduled to appear.
Mm-hmm. But no, it was good. I liked Society Comic Con. It was mainly about the comics, unlike the real Comic Con. So I had a lot of artists from current comics and got to go around, talk to different people. Mainly I took G.I. Joe comics around to people and had them sign G.I. Joe comics.
Who would you say was the most famous celebrity there? Besides the poster. The poster doesn't count.
There was a replica DeLorean from Back to the Future.
That's the most famous person.
Now, is it a replica from Back to the Future, but an actual DeLorean?
Yes, an actual DeLorean.
It was a DeLorean that was modded to look like the one from Back to the Future. It wasn't in the movie, though, right?
No. And there was an Ecto-1 that was also not in the movie.
Right, so that was the most famous things there, the replica.
Well, I mean, it's if you're into comic books, like Arthur Adams, I'm sure Wombat knows who he is.
A famous photographer.
No, that's Ansel Adams.
Oh,
it's his brother.
Okay.
It's his brother, Arthur.
Right.
It was a lot of comic book people. It was fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I saw, are you familiar with the webcomic Legacy Control? It's about video games.
I am not.
Okay. A CAG user.
I was going to say, Javis Ray.
I forget how to say his name every time. I feel so bad. But I talked to him him and his wife for a long time.
They're
oh,
nice
of course
people.
I know that comic. Legacy Control. I thought you said something else.
They're very nice. Right. They've been listening to the show for a long time.
Exactly. That's why I obviously know their show. What else is going on here?
I got a panel coming up.
You do?
You come to my panel? Yes. At the Game Junkie Expo in Cincinnati.
Smithers, I'm home. Already? Yes. Sorry.
What's the panel? What's the theme?
What's the convention?
It's the Game Junkie Expo.
And if you're going to be on it, who else is going to be on it? Is it like a panel just with the people from Cincinnati?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe Robert Downey Jr. Maybe Don Cheadle.
Definitely the poster.
No, I've been to Game Junkie Expo before. There was a store, like a local indie store here, named Game Junkie that went out of business probably about, I don't know, maybe it's been 5 or 7 years by now. But they had a good community, so they keep doing events. So they bring out, it's a lot of retro games, some arcade games. So
oh, cool.
It's a good time, but I haven't decided what our panel is yet. I said, just tell me what it is.
Well, who's on the panel?
Yeah, who's on it with you?
What about Ben Kuchera?
I could contact Ben.
He'd love to do that.
I'm sure he would like it if he's free that weekend, but I know he's got a pregnant wife as well.
And again?
Yeah.
Do around the same time as Mrs. Shipwreck, like a month earlier.
Maybe earlier. I forget. But I can contact him and see.
Who else is local? Who are the
There's another
the
guy
shots.
Too, right? Isn't there another guy?
Jared Newman, who writes for PC Magazine, I believe.
I'll take your word for it.
And Time. You've met him before, Cheapy. We've met him at E3
before. Of course.
He's in my Lamaze class.
What are you laughing about, Wombat? So funny.
I'm Cheapy D, man of the people. Together. I remember everybody.
Yeah, I remember all these
you
people.
Can't even pick me out in a lineup.
Well, I can't see. I can't find you. If I crawl on my hands and knees, I can find you.
That was hurtful.
Well.
So yeah, come see me talk about something at the Game Junkie Expo.
It'll be good.
Mm-hmm. It's not this coming weekend, but the following weekend.
Oh, it's soon. You better get your shit together.
You know what's this weekend in Cincinnati?
Mm-mm.
The Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Wow, there's a lot going on.
But this is where everything happens.
They said I thought that Ohio was like culturally dead, but here we are with three major, conventions. Major. Anyway, that's when you're supposed to blow the horn, Wombat, when I say major.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I meant the reggae horn.
There's actually people
you've
heard
of
that are going to be at the expo, the Cincinnati Comic Expo, though.
You won't be?
No, I will be.
Oh, you will be.
I will be there, but there's people you've heard of that will be there.
Oh, okay.
Like Jaws from James Bond.
Right.
Richard Kiel.
Mm-hmm.
The Richard Kiel.
Yeah, a poster of Benedict Cumberbatch will be there. What else we got here? Should we do some show feedback from last week?
We can. So Lick has to say, LOL, major gone home spoiler, Cheapy.
Whatever.
I don't even understand how that could be a spoiler, because I know what you said.
That's all. There's not much happens in the game, I think, is what people are saying. Like, I played about an hour of the game, and I think like it's pretty much almost over. You figure that stuff out really early in the game, but I guess that's all there is. There's not much more to the game, so that's why people were sort of...
Sounds like a real piece of shit game, then.
Well, we can talk about it in Wombat Loves Indies. Is it Wombat Loves Indies or Wombat Hates Indies? I forgot.
It's whatever you want it to be. I don't know. I just said that because I know someone's going, how could he say that about that game? It's amazing. It's art.
Right. So I apologize if I ruin the game. I think, seriously, if you don't want
If that ruins a game, then that game is very good.
Well, I personally, like when I go to play a game now, I try not to learn anything about the game so I could understand why people would be upset. But you shouldn't be listening to gaming podcasts, maybe, if you, because we got to talk about something.
Turn it off.
That really brings in the listeners.
Turn it off.
Tell them not to listen to the game. Well, I don't do it. So I'm practicing what I preach here, or I'm preaching what I practice.
Papa don't preach?
Exactly. Except, well, Papa preach.
I'm in trouble deep.
Right.
Van O'Dine has to say, re-listen to the new releases section. For every title, Chibi has to make a comment about PC. It won't look as good as the PC version. Is that coming out for PC? PC, PC, PC. We get it. You own a PC. Just remember, most people don't have a gaming PC. Most of your listeners game on a console, and it's tiring to listen to you harp on the PC constantly. Shipwreck doesn't do that.
Well, Shipwreck doesn't use his as much as I use mine, first of all. Yeah, he's right. Most of our listeners probably do game on a console. I wouldn't say that most people don't. Well, yeah, most people don't have a gaming PC, but most people don't listen to gaming podcasts either. I mean, it's the internet math of I don't have it, so most people don't have it, or I want it, so it's going to sell 10 gajillion copies. I will try to
is
not
this where be... I talk about the NVIDIA Shield?
How is that going, by the way?
I like it.
You using it at all?
Well. Yeah, I'm still using it in bed at night.
When between foot rubbing, rub my feet.
I haven't gotten
swollen.
Much. Yeah. I haven't got much game playing in this last week.
Right. So. Have they been up? Like, have they made any fixes with the lag at all? I know you had some problems with
that. It all depends on how my Wi-Fi is feeling like it's working.
Gotcha.
I still haven't gone through the process of actually fixing my network. So.
Got it. You're not optimized, works good enough. But it's good enough.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got here?
We've got, this was easily the most controversial topic on the last show. Guardian Owl has to say, Wombat is right. Grape is the bomb. In a multi-pack of frozen fruit popsicles, that is my second or third favorite from the box. Purplesaurus Rex Kool-Aid was also my favorite flavor by far. I also agree with Guardian Owl. I say grape is one of the best flavors out there.
I think this is being taken out of context. Grape candy is what's terrible.
I like
grape Kool-Aid's perfectly fine.
And grape popsicles?
They're okay too.
I like a good grape popsicle. I also like what's good also? Grape candy. There's some good grape candy. Grape Skittles are good.
No. Worst Skittle.
No. Lime is the worst Skittle.
Nope. They don't even have lime anymore. They replaced it.
They replaced
it. It's green
lime?
Apple now.
Whoa, that's even worse. Now. Green apple's disgusting. Don't listen to you. Well, no one's talking. No one asked you, woman. You're my
you
wife.
Don't even know what flavors are in a Skittles bag. How are we supposed to take you seriously?
I think Shipwreck knows a lot about
lemon?
Skittles.
Because I didn't like lemon either.
Lemon's still in there.
Yeah, lemon is worse than purple.
Right. Shipwreck knows just as much about Skittles as he does about like airplane engines. So you should probably not question him.
He's a Skittle expert.
He's a Skittle engineer. He minored in Skittle engineering.
Taste
every
the
bag of Skittles that isn't the original kind of Skittles, though, sucks. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that is a fact. That
never
we can
made,
all agree on.
They've never made a good like spin-off flavor?
No.
Spin-off, bag?
So the sour ones or any ones that have like an extra coating on them, don't just
terrible.
Avoid. Avoid it all costs.
There's a couple in the tropical bag that are okay. I think that's where green apple might have come from.
There's nothing tropical about green apples. They come from the northeastern United
States. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
But they should stop with the other brands of Skittles. Those are terrible. Even though I buy one every time they come out with a new flavor.
Well, you have to test. If you don't test,
I'm not
how
a big,
could you be all knowing?
We've talked about this before. I'm really more of a chocolate man anyway. So
I heard that about you.
I'm a chocolate man. Chocolate man.
You like your men like you like your coffee, right?
Yep. Cream, two sugars.
I saw a really funny movie that was
what
really
movie?
Weird. It's called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie. Do you know those guys?
You know what's funny is I am a big fan of the TV show. And I tried to watch the movie and I couldn't make it through like the first half hour.
I don't think I've ever seen the TV show.
And that's funny.
I just saw it on Netflix, and it looked. I watched the trailer on Apple TV, and it looked funny. It looked weird, and it was very weird. But you couldn't make it through. I made it through, but it took me like a few days.
Maybe that's what. Maybe I just need to give it another chance. But I do. I'm a big fan of the TV show, and I like their work in general. And I'm a big fan of the Comedy Bang Bang TV show that they I think I don't know if they both do produce it or just. Eric, I know, works on that show behind the scenes. So, and that influence is definitely there. That's on Netflix now, though. Comedy Bang Bang, the TV show.
Yeah.
You should check that out if you liked Tim and that Tim and Eric, because I know Tim and Eric isn't on there.
The problem is I can't get Mrs. Chibi to watch any of these fucking things. I got her to watch Tim and Eric the movie.
Yeah.
But she bailed quick on that.
I don't know many women that like Tim and Eric humor.
No. The only problem with the movie is there's too much, like, and I'm sorry this is a spoiler, but I don't think anyone ever needs to see diarrhea visualized in a movie. I mean, I know that I get, like, farts and duty is funny. Like, nobody knows that more than I do. But I never need to see, like, diarrhea and a lot of it, like, consistent, like, over and over. You know what I mean? Do you feel that way?
No, I don't think you can see enough diarrhea.
You disagree?
Yeah, I mean, when I watch a movie, it's usually when I walk out, I'm like, Superman was good, but really, where was the diarrhea?
Right. There was plenty of
diarrhea. It was all over the place, if you ask me.
Right, the last 40 minutes was pretty much...
It was all diarrhea.
Wet shit, basically. I was actually thinking, you know, why we didn't just leave, because it was pretty late, and like I felt like I was going to die, so...
Have you seen Moonrise Kingdom yet? There's no diarrhea in that. I watched that last week for the first time.
Right. How'd you like it?
It was cute.
Yeah, I like all that guy's movies.
Yeah, Wes Anderson makes good movies.
Yep.
There you go. There's my review. Wes Anderson. That guy makes good movies.
Works for me. Should we do new releases?
We can.
Sure.
Or should we talk about how I turned 40 last...
You're an old man.
I know.
You're so old.
I know. Well, whatever. You're right behind me.
I know. That's why I could say it.
Right.
But seriously, that's old.
thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, that's okay. I feel good. I can touch my toes. I can...
Your testicles can touch your toes, too.
No. Did you see that article that said that men who have smaller testicles tend to be better fathers?
Explains why I hate my kids.
Right. yeah, that's a thing. It said men who have smaller testicles are more involved with their children. But that probably usually means they're better parents.
Sure.
I would think.
I don't know. Do you have pea-size testicles?
They're not too big, I would say.
Interesting.
And I'm pretty involved in Ty's life. So I would say, going by my testicles, I would say if this was a one-man study, I would say that this study is completely accurate.
Should I ask my wife?
No, I don't want to think about your testicles at all. Only my testicles may be talked about and discussed.
I was going to say, we just had a whole conversation about yours, but fine. Nope, it's cool. We'll move on to new releases then.
I don't know how much do you want people to be dry heaving while they listen?
They're kind of like golf ball sized, if I had to. Think of two golf balls in a leather pouch.
It's disgusting. A bleached yellow pouch? A leather pouch?
Yeah, bleached.
Like if somebody spilled bleach all over your...
No, think of it like, have you ever had a chicken wing and they haven't quite got all the feathers off?
Oh, what? No!
So there's sometimes a little bit of hair sticking out.
No!
Think like a leather sack like that, but with little, you know, sticking out a little bit with two golf balls.
So your balls have feathers on them is what you're saying.
No, just think, because when they did sometimes, not a whole feather, just like a little, the tip of a stick.
Beautiful plumage down there for a while.
Yeah, you know, I'm part velociraptor.
That's so wrong.
Hey,
speaking of velociraptors,
carnivores, Dinosaur Hunter HD hit PSN this week.
Right. Smooth as wombat, not as smooth as wombat's balls. Because they're not, apparently. They're rough. Yikes.
Let's see here. NHL 14. that gets us back on track.
Right. That I bought it. Did Mama die? What happened? I don't even know what he's laughing at.
I don't. We found his ticklish spot.
Right. Right. The feathers from his balls tickle him.
Oh, I need to open this water now.
Yeah.
You guys, can you talk about dinosaur
hockey?
Dragons?
No, we don't even know what that is. It's just the first thing on this list from Tech Gaming.
It sounds like one of those games that was out on PC a long time, like the budget Carnivore series. It might have been on iPhone as well.
Hmm.
Sounds like a winner.
Right. Well, I did buy NHL 14. I'm part of the problem. So I ordered the 360 version when I found out it was region free, but of course, like, it's not in stock yet at PlayAsia. So, and it's available for download on PlayStation 3. So I just deleted NHL 13 and downloaded NHL 14. And it's pretty good. Like, you know, they make the game better every year, but only just a little bit better, so that you only feel moderately shitty about giving them $60 every year. I feel shitty, full on shitty, because I gave them $120. But they know just the right amount to put in so that you just don't say, like, fuck you and walk away. The big improvement this year is that you can really fucking cream guys when you hit them now. Unlike last year's, where you had to just, like, sort of get them just right, they've like fine tuned the whole momentum thing and the physics. So the hits feel more realistic and they're just generally bigger. But not super, well, they are pretty big. they're definitely pretty arcadey. You have more big hits in this than you would in a real NHL
game. How does this compare to Blades of Steel?
Oh, you can cream the guys in this, and they really crumble realistically now. They've done a really good job.
Can you play as the skinny guy and the fat guy?
And the medium guy.
Wow.
Skinny Mini is his professional name. And Fatty. Fatty is the fat guy. I don't know what the medium guy is. I forgot what we called him. So that's the big addition. And fighting, there's like, they made the fighting better, but I don't know. The whole fighting thing sort of a turnoff to me. Now that I'm an old man, I can't, like, watch the fighting anymore.
I understand that.
Now that I know, like, what happens to these guys after they retire, I can't watch the fighting. Like, they kill themselves and shit because they have, like, brain injuries. So, but it's better in terms of, like, the actual fighting is better, I guess. But I would probably turn it off. And, you know, they've made some other small improvements, like the board play is better, like shooting the puck, passing the puck off the boards, and it seems like you can pass better, easier. It's fun. I'll wait for the NHL. Of course, I just feel like they only have, like, four guys working on this game because, like, there's, like, major bugs in it already, like the custom music's fucked up already, and I don't know. And, like, Shipwreck, when I was complaining to Shipwreck, he said they're probably all just working on the next-gen version. Which makes sense, but doesn't make you feel great about forking over full price or twice in my case. But anyway,
maybe it'll go like Madden and you'll get a free razor if you wait.
Right. I don't want to wait though. I buy it just because I want to talk about it on the show at this point. I'm not like so concerned anymore about getting the best deal.
And this conversation was totally worth it.
Well, it's a good excuse for me to also just get the game right away and play it. I wish you guys liked hockey. We could have a real discussion about it. Oh, they also added the NHL anniversary mode, the NHL 94, where they've taken the engine from NHL 94 and just basically...
Yeah, I played that game.
Where'd you play that?
On the Genesis.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they've basically put the graphics from the current game onto that engine. And it's pretty cool, but it's confusing when you've just come from playing the other game, like the real NHL 14, and this one looks so much like it, but the controls are different and the gameplay is different, everything's different. So it's a little weird. And there's no online for that. You can only just play local for some reason because they only have four guys working on the game. So they couldn't fit that in there. So that's NHL 14. It's still the best like hockey game, like simulation hockey game probably ever made, but it's you still like scratch your head and think like, why does it take so long for the game to fucking load and all this shit that they haven't fixed in the last 5 years? But maybe next gen will fix it all. Still good, though. Anyway. What else we got here?
Puppeteer came out for PlayStation 3.
Uh-huh.
It's gotten really good reviews.
Guess who bought it and downloaded it and played it?
You. Kai.
Me.
Wow. Look at you.
Surprise. I felt bad about ripping on Vita TV a lot on Twitter, so I spent $100 on PlayStation Network. That's not exactly what happened, but
no, that isn't what happened. But tell me about Puppeteer. Is it puppetastic?
It's pretty cool. We're actually, first of all, we're playing it in 3D. Now I know there's a way to play this with two players, but I didn't have a controller charged, and I still have that, you know, I still have that issue, and I don't know, we couldn't get that working somehow. So we'll try that again. But it's a really cool platformer that does, I mean, I've only played about an hour or so, but the big mechanic that is unique to the game is the scissors that you have. If you've seen the pictures of the game, it's a puppet holding a giant pair of scissors. And you use those scissors to sort of fly through the air and cut fabric. And the effect of it, and it's the feeling of traveling up the fabric, you know, via scissors, is like pretty unique. And I don't know of any other game that's done it like this. And it really works in like a platforming game. It's got a lot of personality and heart to the game so far. The 3D is pretty cool, but it's not, certainly not like, oh my God, this is the best 3D I've ever seen. But it's probably, maybe, I'm not 100% convinced it's actually worth putting the glasses on for the 3D, on this one, but. Because a lot of some of the story is delivered to you in these flat cutscenes, and there's no 3D at all. Like, you know, like when you see a movie and like some of the scenes just aren't in 3D, and it's really distracting because now you're just watching a dark 2D screen. It's got that problem. But other than that, it seems really unique, and I think people should give it a shot.
How challenging is it?
I am on chapter, we've only played through the first two acts, I guess. So far, it's not like super duper challenging. That may change. I don't know. But I like it. And Ty is pretty enthralled by it as well. So the other main mechanic in the game is your head falls off when you get hit and it'll roll away. And if it gets away from you, you die. And if you get it, you know, you're fine. And you can collect different heads. So there's like skulls, there's a hamburger head, there's a bat head, there's, what else have we seen? A mummy head? No, a spider head. Spider head. And when you select the different heads, you can select the different heads as you're playing the game with the D-pad. And you get to certain parts in the game, you see like an area where this head, you know, can be used, and some big thing will pop out of the wall and give you a bunch of coins or whatever they call it in this game to give you extra lives. It's really cool. I like it so far. I look forward to playing more with Ty.
I might have to check it out. How much was it?
It's
download?
40.
That's expensive for a digital. Is it?
Well, it's a retail game as well.
Is it a retail? Okay.
Yeah.
I was very confused with this game. I thought this game was a Move game. I know it supports.
That's a stigma that it has, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It just seems like
just
it's a
Move
game.
That name, and I feel like they showed a lot of demos of the Move with people playing with puppets.
I'd like, made the assumption.
Wasn't that a demo at one point that they showed at E3 or something like that?
Yes.
So I think that's where it comes from, because I thought the same thing.
And I saw all the good reviews coming in. And people raving about it.
There's no way this is a Move game.
Right. And I didn't even think that. I said like, you know, oh, it's a Move game. I don't have that and whatever. And then I said, you know what? Like, I thought about it a little more. I said, it didn't really make sense that it would just be a Move game. And then I looked into it and sure enough, it's not. So, very cool.
And it's not coming to PC, so you had to get it there.
Exactly. And I didn't even know that it was a Japanese, Japan studio game. So, cool. Very cool.
Also out this week on PSN is Dragon Fantasy Book 2, which I have a code for that, but I haven't tried playing it yet.
I see.
I like the first Dragon Fantasy.
I've learned that Dale North from Destructoid did the music for that game. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's quite an accomplished pianist and apparently composer. What, are you laughing because I said pianist? Right. I forgot. You know, I'm old now, so I don't find that fun anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that game next week then, because I'll have some time to play it, I think.
Okay.
But those games are neat. They're an homage to old RPGs. Kind of the same way that Evoland did it, but it's not a like constantly evolving thing. It kind of changes per each game, kind of the style. But
yeah, I remember you liked the first one.
Yeah. The reason I hadn't played it yet is because I like to play that on Vita, and the code that we were sent didn't work on Vita yet, so I was waiting.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. DuckTales Remastered came out for Xbox 360 finally.
Skip it.
Lips don't move. Forget it. Burn it.
Get it.
Burn it. Burn your Xbox, actually. Forget the whole thing.
Is this going to make you pick up a Wii U now, GP? They got that Dungeons & Dragons Chronicles of Mysteria in there.
No, because I already have it on PC, 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 PC.
You know what I've been playing on PC?
What have you been playing on PC?
Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs.
Aha, I'm aware of that game's existence.
I forgot all about it.
Have you picked it up yet?
I have not, but I will say that the first one is on sale at Gamefly for $5 right now.
I have the first one, but I never played it.
What is it?
I jumped straight into this one.
It's a horror game.
It's a first-person horror game. So you wake up in this mansion, which I guess maybe you own. I'm only about like an hour and a half into the game so far.
Well, you have amnesia, right?
I'm assuming I do. I don't know what's going on. And it's just got like a really creepy atmosphere to it. You start off the game and you're looking to find your kids. You have two, I think it's a girl and a boy.
I'm out.
Yes, I have a girl and a boy.
Yeah. So you're trying to find Wombat's children, and they just keep on crawling out in a creepy daddy this way voice as you follow them around this mansion.
This sounds accurate.
Mm-hmm. Except for the mansion part.
Except
right?
For the mill, yeah. Except for that. But yeah.
But you like have, it's kind of got like kind of Seventh Guest style puzzles to it a little bit. Not quite just straight up here's a puzzle, but that kind of thing. I don't know if there's any enemies in these games. I know I got a lantern.
How long have you played for?
An hour to an hour and a half, I think.
Hmm. But I'm too much of a pussy to play this game, I think. I looked at it and I said, I don't know.
It's got really good music. Like, it's got that creepy kind of music, like where they played it like on a children's piano or something, but then like combined that with, I don't know, like super depressing music.
So it's awesome.
It's just creepy to like walk around.
Interesting.
And it's got a lot of like visual effects to similar to like what were those effects called? The Dyack game.
Eternal Darkness? Insanity effects?
Yeah, what were those effects? Sanity effects, yeah. It's got kind of those things going on, too. I'm going to play more of it. It's you can play it with a controller, too. So you should try it, Cheapy.
Okay, I will.
We should talk about it.
I should probably it's a game I should probably live stream.
And I'm sure that Machine for Pigs, it's got to be a happy machine for them, right?
A what machine? A happy machine.
Definitely.
It's a machine that takes great care of them and ensures they have a long and happy life.
Right.
I've
also been playing Volgar the Viking, which we have
that?
Some codes to give away for that. That game is tough.
I heard it was tough.
It's a 2D kind of throwback game to, dang it, I'm blanking on names tonight. The Capcom game with the Viking.
Oh, the Capcom game with the Viking.
Where you jump between the cherries. Dang it. Black something?
Black Tiger?
Maybe. We'll go with Black Tiger.
Black Vikings?
Yeah. It's similar to that, except without the trees. It's really a Ghosts and Goblins type of like difficulty. So I haven't beat the first boss yet, and I've played for like an hour. Not either one of your types of games, but it's well done. And we have, let's see how many codes. We have 4 codes to give out for it.
Wow.
So it's coming out this Friday.
What was that?
I don't know.
So that was That was me?
I thought that was you.
It could be. It could be shit falling off my desk. I don't know. I hear everything I hear, it comes through the headphones anyway, so I don't know. So just post in the CadCast discussion thread and mention that you want, what's the name of the game?
Volgar the Viking.
Volgar. Mm-hmm. Like vulgar? Is he vulgar?
It doesn't really have, so far in the first level, it doesn't really have like a story, really. Like it opens up and it opens up like Altered Beast.
Rise from the grave.
Yeah, it says something very similar to that. I don't remember exactly what this is. It's from the Adult Swim guys.
Get off your boat.
Right.
Come off.
Rise from your boat.
Rise from your boat. Great. All right. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
And stuff. I've been playing a game. I mentioned last week that I should have this game by Friday, and I got it, and I played it a good chunk of the weekend, and it is a little game called the Diablo 3. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it.
Your favorite indie game.
It's my favorite indie game by my favorite indie publisher, Activision Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of artsy, so I don't know right. if you guys would be into it.
It's a little douchey.
It's a little douchey.
Self-righteous.
It's very elitist, where you walk around and hit things with an axe.
until treasure falls out.
Until treasure falls out of them.
You know, it's kind of, if you think about it really, it's really like a metaphor for our lives. I mean, all we really do is we walk around, you know, for us, most people, we go to work and do things, but it's really the same thing as hitting something with an axe.
Pretty much.
For some people, that's really what they do, is just hit something
with an axe. They're called lumberjacks.
Yeah. For others, it's, you know, typing on a computer or flipping hamburgers or whatever, but we're all hitting something with an axe to get treasure.
Everyone has an El Guapo. For us, El Guapo happens to be our El Guapo. it's really good on the consoles. I know you guys had some PC issues with it, but it's a lot of fun. The controls work really well, you know. The basic, just moving around with the analog sticks.
They figured out how to make a person move and hit stuff with an axe.
Pretty much.
And pick up treasure. Yeah.
And pick up treasure. And sort my treasure. And wear fun hats. And talk to people who will then tell me to go hit more things with an axe.
Right. This was all figured out, you know, a while ago, though. Right? Like Champions of Norrath and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely a, you know, plays off of that. I would say my only criticism of the game, and I don't know how it is on the PC, but I find the environments in general are kind of bland.
I was not, Diablo is supposed to be like, you know, a graphical showpiece, I think, for PC, and I never thought that it was exceptional, really.
Yeah, like the characters.
I think some of the spells look good.
They look good, but it's not. I agree with Wombat. Like,
it's not about this. I'm not even. It's not a question.
You're talking
of the
about
spells.
The art. You're talking
it's,
about the
or
art.
Even the characters. I think they look good. I just think like, oh, I'm in a dungeon It's a blue floor.
Right. The art for the dungeon environments. They're just not. It doesn't stand out at all.
There's no creativity there. It feels like almost at all.
Yeah, I agree. That's what turned me off to the game. The look of it.
And I enjoy the game a lot. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying, you know what I find? I find after like a work day, as you mentioned, hitting things with an axe all day for real.
Right.
I like coming home and sitting on my couch and just kind of bashing stuff until it's time to go to sleep.
Doing it all over again in a virtual way.
Exactly. So there's something cathartic about it that I kind of am really enjoying. But I also got a game for my handheld. It's the Nintendo 3DS? 3DS? 3Ds. I got the Bit Trip collection.
Oh, okay.
That game's fun. I don't know if it's still on sale, but it was on sale for $4.99 on the 3DS, and it comes with 6 different Bit Trip games.
Good value.
It is a really good value. I know Shipwreck has talked about these games on the show extensively. I think Runner is probably the best. And I mean, it's hard for, especially for a guy like me who's
and me. I bought one and I tried it and I was like, whoa, not for me.
Runner may be the hardest one of that.
Yeah, you think
collection? Maybe just because of the checkpoints in that.
Yeah, that's true.
There weren't any checkpoints, were there, in the first one?
I don't know if there are checkpoints, but you play the levels, and there are levels, so that's something.
It has levels.
Sorry, my wife was yelling at the dog, and it distracted me.
Oh, okay. I can't remember in the first one if there were checkpoints or if you had to go through the whole level. I want to say you had to go through the whole level.
You might be right.
And it's been a while since I played the first one, because Runner 2, they added checkpoints, and it's a little bit easier.
I like the one where you're the square, and you eat the dots to get bigger. Or you're a dot, and you eat the dots, and you get bigger. If you eat the black ones, you get bigger. If you eat the white ones, you get smaller.
Yeah. That
one's cool. I don't know what that one is. Bit Trip something.
Yeah, it's hard to remember the names of them all. I don't think that's Core. Core is the one where you are a plus sign in the middle of the screen, I believe.
Yeah, that's the one where you push up, down, left, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's
hard. Which is a lot of fun, too. Yeah.
They're all fun. They're all just really hard. But for $5 for six games that are all quality games, even if they're tough, you won't be upset.
How are the controls on the 3DS?
They're okay. I mean, some, like, I mentioned this to you off the air. Was it Bit Trip Beat?
You're ruining the magic.
One? I know. Bit Trip Beat, which is the one that's kind of like Arkanoid style, but sideways. Right? That's the one where the thing is on the left or the right, depending upon which game you're playing. Okay. You can use either the analog stick or the stylus, which I think is weird. But not the D-pad. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's really strange, because I played all of these games with the D-pad and buttons on the Wii.
Yeah, and it doesn't... The analog stick is not as easy to use as using the stylus. I found the stylus worked the best for me for that game. So, but again, it's not bad. It's fun for $5. I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it, so... If you have a 3DS, you have plenty. It's a small game. It won't take up much space on your memory card. And $5. You know, why not? Especially if you commute like I do and you always are looking for something.
Right. Yeah. By the way, before we move on, I just wanted to mention that back to Diablo 3 for a second.
Please.
They still don't have that control scheme available on the PC for the PC.
I think
version.
It's because they want you to buy the console version.
Yeah, I know. It's so annoying. If you remember, like a couple years ago, like soon after the game, maybe even before the game came out on PC, Blizzard said they have it working with controller, and it works great. And in fact, it may be the best way to play the game. And that was before the game even came out. And still, like, yeah, it's pretty shady.
It's because they want you to buy the console version.
It's
I get
so
it.
Stupid.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can't imagine playing this game with, you know, reading all the horror stories about not finding any good loot in the auction house and all that nonsense. I could see it definitely taking all the fun out of it, where I can now on the console, I can just kind of, you know, half-ass my way through and just enjoy playing the game.
Well, it's better, I think, to use a controller. I mean... You're just doing so much clicking, and it's really not. It's not like a first-person shooter where, like, oh my god, I need to be super precise here, and it's there's an advantage to me using a mouse and keyboard. With Diablo, it's just whatever. I just have to click like a zillion times. Whatever's not going to kill my hand the most is the best method. So they need to get that shit going. Like, okay, enough already. I'm not buying the console version. Release the fucking PC patch. PC. What else? Oh, I've been playing more Splinter Cell.
Oh,
have you been playing
going?
It all, Ship?
No, I just haven't had much time to
to
get back into it. And
the Windows,
once you start up a game and it's frustrating to get it to work, it's...
Oh, it's fucking horrible. They should be embarrassed. Like, I don't understand. The controller
it makes
thing...
It to the point where, like, Far Cry 3 was on sale for $20. And I looked at it and went, I don't know if I want to mess with Uplay on this.
It's not even, well, Uplay is only part of the problem, because I didn't have any other problems with any of their other games. But this one, like the controller issue, where sometimes it works fine, sometimes not. Sometimes you push start to get into the menus, and then you can't, you know, use the controller to navigate the menus. You have to use your mouse. Sometimes it works fine. sometimes when, or every time that I've tried to do an online co-op level, the controller just is completely disabled and I can't use it at all. And I don't know the controls for the keyboard. So of course my partner thinks I'm a fucking asshole and I die in 2 seconds. So it's just embarrassing that they can't get this shit sorted out. And still, like, the game's been out for
like
a couple days.
They've been making PC games for a long time, right? How does this come out in this shape?
I don't understand. Like, I've played a lot of PC games that advertise controller support, and all of them at least functioned. You may argue that, like, it's not great, but at least it worked as it's, you know, it's functional. This just doesn't work. And it's pretty embarrassing. But then again, the problem is the game itself is really fun. And they've done a really nice job with it. But just the
It's not so fun when I'm playing and I've killed like three dudes and then all of a sudden my controller just stops working and I die. And then I have to do the same thing over
right.
and over again.
Oh, so you had that in the single player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It changes the controller to player two on me.
It's crazy. So they need to sort that out. But the game itself is really pretty intense. They've done a nice job with the story. Like, I can follow the story, which means that they haven't made it too complicated or crazy or Japanese. So they did a good job with the story and the gameplay too. Like, it's a lot of fun taking these dudes out. When I blow a guy's brains out, it really looks good. The blood splatter on the wall behind them, they really nailed it. What else we got here? Should we talk about the new Vita and PS Vita TV?
Now, do we
Let's
know
talk about the new Vita first?
Okay.
Do we know if either one of these are coming out in the United States or are they both Japan only?
I would assume that at the very least, the redesigned Vita would eventually come to America. I'm guessing. Well, they're cheaper to make those. It has an inferior screen. Probably.
It's an LCD screen instead of the OLED screen.
Right. So it's probably cheaper for them to make it. And so why not? Why wouldn't they sell it in America eventually? So what's the story with that? It's a little thinner. It's 20% something. I don't know. The problem with my Vita is certainly not the size of it or the weight.
The size of the Vita, like, it's comfortable to hold.
It's like the answer to a problem that nobody wanted solved, really.
I don't think retailers are going to be very excited that there's now a new Vita SKU.
Considering how many are already on shelves.
Maybe they're just going to get rid of all those other ones. Maybe there'll only be one.
Well, I'm going to say, but they're on the shelf. What are they going to do? Ship them back to Sony?
Well, wait. They're going to wait, maybe. Maybe this
That's why I don't think they're going to release the redesigned Vita in the States, because I don't think they've sold enough to warrant having a different model on the shelf.
Well, maybe next year.
I don't know.
Never? Ever?
I don't know. I heard the screen is uglier. Like, it looks muddy in comparison.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
So who wants a shitty Vita? No one wants a good Vita. Who wants the shitty Vita? Hey, you know that console? You know that handheld that you didn't buy? Here's a shittier version for the same price. You want it?
What do you think happens in the executive meetings at Sony?
People have
that discussion.
It probably goes along the lines of this. I'll be Sony Executive One. Hey, no one's buying the Vita that we got in America. Nobody's buying it. Not now, Executive Number Two. Well, you know, maybe the problem is that the screen resolution is too good. You know what we should do? We should make it worse and sell it at the same price. We could call it the shitty Vita. I love that idea. Someone call marketing. I want to see a box by noon.
Hello, marketing.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. I heard you want to name a product the shitty Vita. Is that true?
Well, the screen resolution's not as good, and we find that our customers like honesty.
No, 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 no. Nobody likes honesty. We're just going to call it the Vita, okay?
I don't know. I think you need to go with shitty Vita. How about we make shitty really small and the same color as the box?
Can we go back to the Spider-Man font?
Yes.
For shitty? Just for the shitty.
Just for the shitty.
Hmm. I'll think about it.
And scene.
Right.
I mean, really, the thinness of the Vita is not an issue. It's the, like, it's the length of it that's what makes it big.
Oh, is it just 20% thinner now?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to change the, like, the screen size.
I heard the new Vita is a more attentive father.
Its testicles are smaller. 20% smaller. 20% more attentive now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It does seem strange, but maybe in Japan. I don't know what it's doing in Japan. Is the Vita selling in Japan? I don't even know.
I don't know. I've never asked.
Do you see people?
Why don't you ask someone?
I don't. I don't see people really with the Vita, no. I don't get out much,
though. You don't see people, period.
Yeah, I mean, they're not in my room, my living room.
So
I guess they're not. They don't exist. Well, good luck. And also, so they also announced, this is their Sony's pre-TGS conference, which is next week, by the way.
Exciting.
The Vita is a fine console, everybody. It's a good little machine. It just doesn't have a market.
Right. Does yours every once in a while, like, I have mine charging right now, and every once in a while, that's like the screen comes on, but nothing seems to be happening? Does yours ever do that?
No.
Okay. Just like it lights up, like I'm getting a message or something, but I don't know. Just wants to say hi, I guess.
Hey, I'm still here.
Remember me? So they also announced the PS Vita TV, which is a pretty interesting product. Okay. I'm going to explain it to you.
Please do.
Are you being serious or is this a shtick?
This is both.
It's both. So it's a micro console that accepts Vita cartridges, correct? And the memory, the Sony memory that the Vita uses.
Memory sticks.
The Sony memory sticks. And it plugs into your TV, and it also offers you access to the Sony Movies and Television service. I don't know what it's called.
Crackle. Crackle-lackin'.
No, does it have Netflix on it?
It's not called Crackle. What?
Sony has a thing called Crackle.
I know,
Crackle.
But it's not. I'm talking about their movie rental.
But can you also do like your Netflix from it?
I don't know. Have they announced Netflix?
Yes, it does Netflix.
Okay.
It does
Okay, now here's my question for you.
And it's $100 in Japan. Only announced for Japan.
A lot of the games, and we talked about this earlier, actually, with one of the games that Shipwreck hasn't started yet, is a cross-buy game, which means that when you buy it on your PlayStation 3, you also can buy it. It also works on your Vita, mm-hmm. which means that I'm assuming, and again, I could just be hypothesizing, Shipwreck can clarify for me, does that mean that all PS Vita games technically should be playable on a PlayStation 3 already?
No. I mean, could they? Probably. I. It seems like an awful lot of them are easily ported, but it's a lot of like the...
Well, that's the question. Wouldn't it just make more sense, and wouldn't it be cheaper just to have Vita games playable on the PlayStation 3, which would also entice developers maybe who were shying away from making games for the Vita because they didn't think the market was there, now making games because they know that PS3 owners, of which there's, 40 million of them on the planet, may be more likely to buy, say, a smaller game for their PS3.
I think this is flawed logic because...
I'm hypothesizing.
They could just make a PS3 game then. They don't need to make a Vita game.
Well, then there's the added value of I can make a PS3 game that people can also play on the Vita. That a Vita game might be less expensive to develop. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Like the foosball game was one of those. It was the exact same game on PS3.
That's what I mean. So why do they need to make a separate micro console for this? Why not just make a wire like they had for the PSP even? They had that. Remember the wire for the PSP? You plugged it. It could plug into your TV.
Yeah, apparently the Vita dev kits can do that.
So why not just make a wire that costs $30 instead of this $100 item? I'm failing to see the point when there are either cheaper solutions or free solutions that I don't understand.
They're trying to get in on the whole Apple TV, Roku, whoever makes those, you know, what do you call those? Like the set top box to deliver movie, TV and games. So they want their, and their little differentiation is the fact that it's a gaming console in a way, sorta, kinda, and that it plays Vita games.
And some Vita games, because it doesn't play the ones that use touchscreen.
Right, that's not going to work too well. But yeah, you use a PlayStation controller, which is sold separately. Apparently, there's a bundle Japan.
Here's the thing: is that they're not selling Vitas. Like, this is a fact. I'm not just saying this.
In America, they're not. No,
they're not selling Vitas. Exactly. No. In America, they're not selling Vitas.
They're not.
So if you added this functionality to the Vita itself, that the Vita system is also a set-top box that you could watch Netflix on and is also a portable gaming system, now you have a product that I'm interested in.
In fact,
how hard would it be to add that functionality to the Vita? Isn't Netflix already on the Vita?
In fact, wouldn't a better product be a really super tiny device that plugs into your TV that really basically just acts as like an AirPlay type system that Apple TV provides for iOS devices, where you're just basically using that to just get the content onto your TV
from
and then
the Vita.
Just do everything off the Vita.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
I don't see a point to separate this market to alienate the actual Vita console itself even further. Why not utilize the Vita to make this possible
when it's
a product that already exists on the market?
And
because,
you can make it much.
It's not priced right.
What isn't?
I think $199.99 is it's $100 for your set top box. It's $100 for your portable console. There's value there.
It's not. There's not. Not for enough people. Not for it to be a mass.
If marketed right, I think that's the way you would have to market it, though. Because, yes, I guess if you only wanted a set-top box.
You go home for $200, you can buy a PS3. That's your home console.
Well, then you're not buying a PS Vita TV either.
I don't think anybody is.
Okay, so you're saying that both suck. It doesn't matter.
I'm saying retail-wise, these products, there's no market. Very, very, very minimal market for this thing. It's been proven so far with these micro consoles. There's no market for these things.
Look at Apple TV. Look at the power of Apple. They haven't even been able to, like,
yeah, the Apple TV, it's not really a big hit.
It's not a big hit, and they haven't even been able – they don't even – it doesn't look like they're trying that hard even.
No, and I keep saying that I'm going to get a Roku box for my parents, and I haven't done that yet. So.
Yeah, I'm not – the whole PS Vita thing, it seems just really confusing. And But I do agree with Wombat, though. If somehow – I mean, they make these like little Android sticks that you plug – HDMI sticks. They plug into your TV, and then they turn your TV into – you know, like you can use Netflix.
The only problem I see
like
with your solution is that that would increase the cost of buying a Vita. Where
I don't know how much though.
Could they do that in a package for $199.99? I think there's value to that. You can now, because that also means, could you imagine a Vita that your portable handheld system, and when I take it to my parents' house, I could plug it in and watch Netflix at my parents' house who don't have anything to watch Netflix on.
Like the Chromecast thing.
I could take it on a vacation with me and we could watch Netflix in the hotel room.
That'd
or something
awesome.
Like...
No, just, it, that, you're not going to buy it. $200? People aren't going to buy that for that.
Well, I'm not saying that people would buy it. I'm just saying that I think it's a better...
I think it's a better
product. They want to get in on
that
market.
They've announced. And I think that there's more... I think that's a more marketable device than the device that they're pitching. That's all. Whether or not either one would sell, I have no idea. I just don't think the one that they're pitching is as marketable as my hypothetical Vita Plus.
And I don't think anyone's saying that any of these ideas are like, you know, huge selling ideas. We just think they're better a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we haven't even talked about like the potentially best feature of this thing is that it offers remote play for the PS4.
Correct.
So
that's what gamers want. Like from reading Twitter about this announcement, the PS Vita TV announcement, gamers want a way to get the games either off the Vita and onto the TV or off their PlayStation and onto another TV in the house. That's what gamers want, and that's why
Which is weird. I mean, that's for me in my personal life, it's a non-issue. So I guess but I could see where it's something like, I guess for Shipwreck, because I don't know.
He has more TVs. I have one TV in my house. I mean,
I have two. I have one in the living room and one in the bedroom, but it doesn't mean that I could just go into the bedroom. Like, if I'm playing a game in the living room, I'm playing a game in the living room, and my wife is watching TV in the bedroom. There's no situation where we're switching up.
Right. And
I'm not playing. I'm not going to play games in the bedroom while my kids are awake. That are inappropriate for them.
Right. But for some people, they might find it useful. And we're not saying that it's like going to be like a huge seller. But I really think just the Chromecast type key thing that can connect to your Vita or connect to your PlayStation 4 or Xbox or whatever, whoever wants to fucking do it. That's what gamers want. Gamers want a way to get the game off the console and onto, or handheld and onto, a different TV in their house.
I mean, again, now it's like, if we could turn the Vita into a shield for the PS4, is that more marketable?
The
device?
Vita is a shield for the PS4.
Yeah.
So then, why do you need something else then? Wouldn't you rather, if you're going to have to,
because you can't output it to your TV.
I understand that, but you don't seem to have a problem with that. Do you think that is it worth an extra $100 if you already own a Vita and you already own a PS4? Is it worth spending an extra $100 on this device to play it on your TV when you can just play the same game on your Vita in bed?
Yeah, for some people it will be. For sure.
For some people, but not for me really, I don't think, because the reason I play the handheld in bed is so I don't have a huge TV that's bright that's keeping my wife up.
I mean. That's because that's the scenario I see.
Right. I mean, look, we're not, and no one is saying that this is a mainstream product. And neither is the Shield, right? This is all a totally niche thing.
Yeah, the Shield has no market either.
Right. I mean, we're just talking about what we would like and like what we think could make it better.
Well,
none of these things are going to be fucking huge, great ideas.
Is I think that we probably have a decent amount of listeners that are going to buy a PlayStation 4 and may already own a Vita. So which I think would take out the need for that Vita the PS Vita TV, whatever they're calling it, functionality. I don't think that's worth $100 just to do that one thing that you may technically already be able to do with the two devices you
have. It's too expensive for what it is also.
Yeah.
It doesn't need, why does it have a cartridge slot? If my idea is better, and I'm not that it's great, but. And it could be way cheaper because you don't need the cartridge slot. You don't need the memory slot. It's just for streaming. It could be under $50. Easy. How much is that Chrome thing?
$35.
Yeah, it could be that.
The Chrome thing, a Chrome key, call it a Vita key.
Right.
Vita key, $30. You could stream your PS4 from any TV in the house. And you can also stream your Vita from it onto a television.
Right.
That's a better product.
It's AirPlay. It's AirPlay for Sony gaming products.
I agree.
And
with
Tiny.
You.
And that's what they should do. Somebody should do it. I don't
get
care.
Get on that.
Sony, somebody do it. It can,
until
I'm sure
Microsoft,
it's not.
Until Microsoft beats them to the punch and does one for $35 where you could play your Xbox One in any room in the house.
It'd be awesome.
It's could be done.
It would be good. Yeah, it'd be great.
Crazier things have happened. Speaking of Xbox One.
Yeah.
Are you going to play any Xbox One games at the Tokyo Game Show?
I sure hope so. So Microsoft announced their game, their lineup, their TGS lineup for Xbox One, and it's FIFA 14, Kinect Sports Rivals, Crimson Dragon, which I played at E3, Forza 5, which I did not, Rise, which I did not. I've never heard of Max, The Curse of the Brotherhood. Have you? Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, isn't that the next Max and the Magic Marker game?
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Killer Instinct, Titanfall, which I haven't played. I haven't really even seen it.
I'm very curious. I would like you to play Titanfall.
I will do that. That will be my number one go-to. There's always the joke. By the way, there's always the joke that the Xbox booth is always totally empty at TGS and you can just go walk up and play anything. And while certainly it's probably not as popular as the Sony booth, there's definitely going to be lines on all this shit. They may be shorter lines, but it's certainly not going to be.
Yeah, but you're TBD. You don't have to wait on lines.
I need to email Major Nelson.
That's what I'm saying.
Forgot to do that. Because remember last time I complained on Twitter, and then he said, don't complain on Twitter. He said, just email me.
So do it.
So I'm going to do that, I think.
I think you should. Forget.
What else we got here? What, earned what? Earned what, exactly?
The ability to not have to wait online.
Yeah, what else are you going to do there, though? If you don't wait online at TGS, then you're going to be done with everything in like half a day.
Well, it's better for you. You get to go back and see your family.
Mm. We're supposed to be making some videos at TGS this year.
Have
you know Super
that.
Programmer John is coming.
Oh, cool.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. I did not know that either. What are you going to get one of them new iPhones?
Nah. Doesn't sound that interesting. Fingerprint scanning? I don't care.
Yeah.
No one's going to take my phone.
They come in lots of colors if you get the cheap one. The S.
I don't care.
The S.
The color of the phone... And the fingerprint scanning on my list of features, that's desired features, those are both near the bottom.
My contract is up, I think, in the fall.
Well, you should get one
fall,
for sure.
In the winter, sure. My contract will be up. So I am actually leaning towards maybe the S with the 32 gigs for $199. Because I've filled up this phone and I find myself deleting things all the time.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely get that.
Yeah. So that might be where I lean, but not the C. The C's
for kids.
I don't know.
And Chinese people.
I don't know.
The C is for Chinese.
Well, wait, no. The C is the cheaper one. Maybe I'll get the C. No? Right.
Sure. The C is for kids, Chinese people, and wombat.
There you go. What happened to all the... There.
They all have one thing in common. Probably many things in common.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're short.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese people aren't smelly, by the way.
Maybe not the ones you know.
Anyway, where are we here?
We're up to the keg bag. Oh, no. Shipwreck was going to talk about a game.
Oh, on iOS. Another Adult Swim game. Have you guys been playing Giant Boulder of Death?
No, but I should be.
It's free. You should play it.
I know. I want to. I just keep forgetting to download it.
It's fun. It definitely takes a lot of aesthetics from Katamari Damacy. You control a boulder as it rolls down through town and I don't know, different environments. And instead of picking up stuff though, like it doesn't stick to the ball. You just kind of like knock the stuff out of the way.
Hmm.
It's got a lot of like cool features. Like if you link it to your Facebook, then that's how it does the leaderboards. And it takes the Facebook, like your icon, your friend's icons.
Hmm.
And as you pass their score, you can run over a billboard that has their face on it, which is, it's kind of funny.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out. It's free.
It's free. And it's a giant boulder of death. All right. Shall we move on to the keg bag here?
I think we should.
Okay, let's see. This is what happened to this picture here? Did somebody just delete the keg bag?
I was looking at it a second ago. It's all the way down.
There's somebody named Wombat who deleted half of the keg bag questions.
I did not.
You did. There were two images there of keg bag questions, and you just deleted. Well, I see your cursor bouncing there.
I know, because I was looking for them.
Hit undo.
I did about seven times.
Oh, now it just broke. And now it's totally broken.
It's not totally broken.
Now I can't even see it.
I went to go find them, which is why.
They're back.
Okay.
They're back.
Stop with the complaining.
Me? Stop with the complaining?
Yes.
Me?
Yes, you old man.
Who, me?
Smithers. Ask a question. People want
okay.
to know. Ask a good one.
Okay, a good one. Okay, Matt wants to know, will you be going fully digital next gen? Only multiplayer games? Sticking with box copies? Will digital get cheaper over time? Wombat?
I don't know. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if a box copy's cheaper, I'll probably get it. If a game comes out and I have the credits on my console, I may just go ahead and buy it digitally. Like, I still have $35 in recycled points sitting on my console, so I think when my Xbox One shows up, I may just download Rise using the dollars that I already have on there.
Hmm.
As opposed to buying it in a store, because I know it'll be available.
Speaking of Xbox points, I want to really thank Microsoft for the great rewards birthday present that I got. That I got on my 40th birthday. I almost cried because it was so emotional. They sent me a link to print out a birthday cake. And if I put the birthday cake together and take a picture of it and tweet it, then I think they wish me a happy birthday on Twitter.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty sucky.
Doesn't that cost like a lot of money in ink to print out a birthday cake? I mean,
probably more than the 20 cents they used to give you.
Because I put everything in black and white and put it on the shittiest setting to save money on ink. And I feel like I would just blow my whole load on a birthday cake. It seems pretty stupid. Matt, I would say I would probably go digital living here because it's just going to be way easier. But if I see a cheap fucking game in a box, I'm going to buy it. Ship, same with you or no?
Yeah, I still have a hang up with paying $60 for a digital game.
You don't feel great about it.
It just does not feel good when you go, well, there went $60 and
I got nothing to show for it.
I got no way of ever getting rid of this game and making any money off of it.
Right, exactly. When I bought NHL 13 on PlayStation Network.
Like, right. It just doesn't, I don't know. It's got to be at a little bit of a discount if I'm going to buy digital. I'm going to go with whichever way's cheaper.
Okay. Jason DeMuth wants to know, wants the date at when Shipwreck will buy a Vita TV. Would you ever buy a Vita TV if it was $100?
Probably day one.
Day one. We're not good like barometers for this type of thing because we buy shit so we can just have it and talk about it on the show at this point. So I don't know that it makes a lot of sense, right?
The thing is, like, I would be on board with the Vita TV because of the remote play stuff, which I would probably never use. But I have a hang up of it only doing 1080i.
Well, okay, talk to me about that. I looked that up. I wasn't sure. It seems to be pretty much the same thing as 1080p. What's the difference?
I know it's different.
Yeah, it is, but it's... That's I know it's different too, but I looked up the resolution. The resolution is the same. It's something with the lines, like the way the lines are interlaced or something. I don't know.
I is interlaced and P is progressive. It's the way the lines are drawn on your TV.
Right. That's about as far as my understanding goes.
You want the P's. The P's look better than the I's.
Right. My other question is, I wonder if you'll be able to stream PS4 games at 1080i. Maybe it'll be limited to 720p. I don't know.
I this is one of the reasons I'll probably buy one, just to see how it works.
Right. Not a huge investment if you have all this shit already.
It's $100. It's not a huge investment for me. I have a problem with people thinking, oh, parents will go out and buy these for their kids because it's $100. It's a micro console. But then you have to factor in that, okay, well, you have to have a controller because it doesn't come with a controller.
And a memory card.
And games, and $40 games.
Right. It's not a cheap console.
Unless you're already part of the ecosystem.
Right.
And right, then it's and as a parent, like, as a parent, I know, like, if I'm going to buy something like this, I know that it's not over just when I buy the box, that I need to buy games, I need to see how much the games cost. And I think most parents know that phones can deliver perfectly fine games for their kids, and they're super duper cheap, and they don't have to buy anything else. So that's why I'm not so sure about this whole Vita TV thing. It just seems, maybe it's not coming to America, maybe it's a Japanese thing only, maybe Japanese people need this, I don't know. Seems weird, though.
Do they need this?
I have no idea.
Do they have multiple TVs?
I don't think Apple TV sells that great anywhere.
I thought, like, Japanese, most of them live in very small apartments, right?
Yes.
So they don't have multiple TVs, probably.
No. I mean, I have a pretty big apartment. I have one TV. But maybe we're different. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't pretend to know what Japanese people.
It seems like a product they made because it was possible to make it, and they don't know who to market it to.
Right. Yeah. Just think, they have a hard time selling 20,000 Vitas in America a month. So this is a Vita accessory, basically. So how many possibly could they hope to sell in a month in America? It's going to be rough.
I'm interested to see where they put it in retail stores. Does this go in the end cap where all the...
It goes, like, yeah, with the Vita
the Misfit Vita end cap where they just stick the Vitas in there with the PSPs that they haven't sold either?
Yep.
Or does this go with the Rokus and everything
Blu-ray players? No.
Because it's game. I mean, it has a cartridge slot for games. Yeah, that makes it a gaming system. If you have a cartridge slot for games.
I think it might do better if they place it.
I agree, but they're not going to do it.
Because you're going to need the controllers nearby.
People might get confused, and you'd probably wind up with a lot of returns.
Can you imagine even like a sales clerk explaining this to a customer?
Who doesn't know what it is? Oh my God. Oh,
can you imagine like the mom walking into the Best Buy? And like my son mentioned something about a Vita, just like forget about it. Vita TV, like what do I do? Can I need a? Oh man, it'd be pretty rough. It's gonna be rough. What else we got here on this? Any questions you like, Wombat? Have you been looking these over at all?
I have. They're all about the same stuff we've already talked about.
What?
Mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto comes out next week. We didn't talk about that.
Right, who's buying that? Are any of us buying it?
I guess Shipwreck is.
I don't know that I am.
I feel like I don't want to buy it.
I'm not. I'm still enjoying Diablo.
I gotta wait for the PC,
Diablo
PC,
I got
PC.
Cheap off the back of a truck. Why would I buy a game full price?
Right, can't you get this off the back of a truck?
Not anymore. Hmm. Our only friend there doesn't work there anymore.
Right. Let's see what else. Oh, we didn't talk about the Kojima thing, the quiet character from the new Metal Gear game.
Mm-hmm. The scantily clad woman.
So Shipwreck hasn't seen it yet. So I'm going to tell Shipwreck, quiet Metal Gear. Just type in quiet Metal Gear, Ship, and then go to Google Images and just look at, like, you know, the first full body shot that you can find.
Okay.
Here, I'll find a good one. I'll just put the link in here for you. Anyway, it's a woman wearing a bikini top. She's a sniper. She's a soldier. Her uniform consists of a skimpy bikini top, a thong.
Mm-hmm.
And ripped stockings.
Ripped stockings. And then, like, you know, like a gun holster, a canteen. Oh, it looks like she might be wearing gloves.
It looks like she has, like, a black, like, vinyl... Or leather glove on, like a shiny dominatrix style.
Just one.
Glove. Just one.
Yeah, and then just one regular arm length glove. Yes, I see.
And then one regular glove, right?
Well, yeah, she has to carry a gun around, so it makes sense.
So anyway, so some people looked at that and said, wow, that's, I thought like Metal Gear is, well, I guess Metal Gear is not really like a serious game, is it? There's a lot of silly shit in there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, there is very many silly things in Metal Gear games.
So, I don't know. Like, maybe it's not so crazy to get all... I mean, maybe it's not really necessary to get all worked up about it. It's just... I mean, I showed it to my wife. I said, hey, look, this is a soldier. Here's a soldier in the new Metal Gear Solid game. And she's like, yeah, that's pretty gross. Yeah, so I guess I haven't played a Metal Gear game in a long time, so I guess at this point there's no basis in reality, right? I mean, I thought like it takes place in Afghanistan, right? And it's supposed to be like some real shit going on, but then you have, I don't know, I don't understand these Japanese.
He hides in a cardboard box.
Yeah, I guess there's no basis in reality.
There's been plenty of this type of stuff before. Like you could find the pinups and everything in the games.
Right, right. And didn't you run around naked as a guy in one of them?
Yeah, that was Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid. It was blurred out. But yeah, you were naked.
Right, right. But there's some weird shit going on there, I guess. So anyway, David Ellis, who works for Bungie or 343, basically wrote on Twitter, complained about the character design, saying he thought it was like pretty childish, I think is what he
now did about, he have like anything to do with essentially naked Cortana in Halo 4?
I don't know exactly what his role is there.
Because I don't see much, honestly, I really don't see much of a difference other than one is blue, I guess, because she's blue and a hologram.
And it can, well, I guess you could say one
like
is,
that makes it okay, yeah. But
one's supposed to be a soldier, like a sniper or soldier, and she's dressed like in a, this, she might as well be naked in terms of like the realism of her clothing, right? I mean, it makes just as much sense for her to be naked as wearing that. She's like in the desert too, right? Wouldn't she just like
it's hot
melt?
It's hot in the desert.
That's bad though. If you're hot, you don't want to be completely exposed. You just fucking melt. It's not like, you know, Florida. You're not, it's not spring break. But maybe she's going to spring break right after she kills somebody. Right. And she doesn't have that many clothes.
Yeah, she could be going to the beach.
I don't know. I think he's just saying, I don't know, maybe he's taking it too seriously, or maybe he's just disappointed. Like he thinks,
I mean, you know. I mean, do I see a difference between his character?
There's a difference, a little difference.
There's definitely a difference. I just, you know, I don't
they
know.
They sexualized if things that didn't really need to be sexualized.
Exactly. Which, I mean, but you could say that about many films and TV
of course,
shows
and a million things.
Yeah. It's also, you know, it's also a very Japanese thing to do, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And we sexualized your testicles before during that discussion.
That is true.
I mean, whatever the opposite of sexualize is, that's what we did.
No, we sexualized them. I think most of our listeners were thinking, man, I got to get my hands or something else on those testicles.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Charlie Trong writes in and says, what's the sentiment in Japan about the PS4 not being released until next year? I don't know. I mean, you know why it's not being released until next year, right? Because no one's going to buy an Xbox here. So it's just there's no point in releasing in Japan. People will wait for the PS4.
Well, the Xbox isn't launching.
Right. And I mean, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. Right. The Xbox is never launching here. The Xbox 360 still really hasn't launched here. I mean,
they had that store there for about a week, right?
Yeah. I mean, technically, some stores still sell them. I'm not sure. A lot of them don't sell Xbox anymore. But yeah, they've never haven't had a chance here.
Does that Big Camera store still sell them? They had a pretty good selection.
Yes, Big Camera and Yodobashi Camera, the two like big, super big box retailers here, both sell them. So I think that Microsoft must pay them to sell it. They must.
But those stores are huge too, that Yodobashi.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that at that Yodobashi, you're talking about the one in Akihabara, that one has actually Xbox ads when you come up the escalators to the gaming floor. So I'm pretty sure that those ads weren't free.
I think they had Xbox, original Xbox ads.
No. Those are 360. They're probably early, like launch 360.
There might have been some cameo ads.
Yeah,
going
yeah.
Going up one of those elevators, or escalators.
Maybe underneath. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I mean, Microsoft is a non-issue here, so that's. I don't think Japanese people are like. I mean, I don't know how they feel. I'm sure they want to get the PlayStation right away, so they're probably disappointed. But I don't. They probably understand it's all business, or not. I don't know. The fuck do I know? Any of
these
other
understand.
Ones? What's that?
Please understand.
Please understand. Right. Please understand. Fucking hate that. Anything else here, Wombat, Shipwreck, that you want to answer, or have you had enough?
I think I've had enough.
Mostly enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so next week is TGS, so I don't know what we're going to do, because the show is on Thursday, and, well, it's your Friday. It's tough for me to do it. So I'm thinking audio booze and a video of Wombat's nuts on YouTube.
I think that works. I think I could swing a video of my nuts on YouTube.
You could swing.
I could swing nuts. My nuts on YouTube.
Right. So yeah, look for audio booze. I'm assuming Super Programmer John will do them with me because he'll be with me. So yeah. Anything else? No? Okay. Well then, see you next time.
Brett's done.
Smithies, I'm home. Is it my imagination or is TV getting worse?
Well, it's about the same. Oh, look out, Smithers! I love this show.